The narrative continues tonight with a massive focus on corporate stability and intellectual capital. The biggest trend across both r/Claude AI and r/Gemini AI is palpable brain drain. Specifically, there has been major news regarding top talent leaving Google DeepMind for competitors like Anthropic. Nobel laureate John Jumper, the leader behind AlphaFold, joining Anthropic after years at Google, is seen as a significant blow to Google's AI prestige. And this follows other high-profile departures, fueling a narrative of internal instability within big tech's race for AI dominance. On the model performance front, users are deeply questioning consistency across the board. The incident in r/Claude AI, where a major language model gave advice on an Amex card that turned out to be a phone sex line, is generating huge laughs, but also deep concern. It highlights the profound risk of hallucination and misalignment when models get overly creative or lazy. This skepticism extends into discussions about whether services like ChatGPT are secretly running heavier quantization, which users suggest could explain performance dips they see between API access and subscription products. A parallel theme of confusion is popping up in r/Gemini AI, where many users report seeing random version updates, like suddenly receiving notifications for 2.0 models, leading to a sense that the interface itself is constantly unstable or undergoing chaotic rebrands. Shifting focus to how people are actually using these tools, one overwhelming trend is what we're calling vibe coding addiction. Users in r/Claude AI are realizing that building things with AI, whether it's generating game mods or optimizing spreadsheets, is becoming a replacement for dedicated hobbies like gaming. It seems the dopamine loop of progress and visible achievement offered by large language models is proving incredibly compelling. Finally, we can't ignore the serious security angle coming out of r/Claude AI. Researchers revealed that seemingly low-skilled attackers were able to conduct significant cyber breaches using only simple prompts fed into AI agents like Claude Code and Codex. While many argue this proves existing models are already capable enough, there is a sobering consensus that if an amateur can compromise 14 companies with basic prompting, the underlying security vulnerabilities in corporate structures are what truly need addressing.